Now, as howling winds echo across the snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Puff Wheat and Quaker Puff Rice, the delicious cereal shot from guns, in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System, present by special recording, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, breaking a trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
And King, on you, Husky!
Gold, gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. And the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
Our adventure will begin in just a moment. Is electricity your friend? Yes, in most cases. It can be a bad enemy, though, if you direct it through electrical wires which have frayed insulation and can result in costly fires. Remember, the electricity in your home should be your servant, not your boss. But careless wiring will help electricity take over. Check the wires on your electrical appliances, lamp cords, and the other items in your home that have electric wires to make sure that the insulation is in good condition and is capable of preventing short circuits and fires. Defective wiring isn't the only way a fire can start in your home either. Don't permit rubbish or waste paper to accumulate. Clean out your cellar, attic, and closets and eliminate possible starting places for fires. Almost 1,000 fires daily take place in homes across the country, due in most cases to carelessness. Be sure your home isn't one of them. Check up and clean up. Don't gamble with fire. The odds are against you. This message is brought to you as a public service.
Evan and Cassie Granger sat before the fireplace of their cabin in the Yukon Territory. Evan was smoking his corncob pipe and staring silently into the flames. Cassie was darning a pair of socks. Suddenly, Evan glanced up at his wife and exclaimed,
Cassie, you're crying. What's the matter?
I reckon you can guess what I'm crying about, Evan.
You're thinking about Jack?
Today's his birthday, or would have been if he hadn't been killed in that mine explosion.
Yes, I know.
Oh, Evan, why did it have to happen to our only boy?
Oh, now, Mother, don't take on. Crying won't bring him back to us.
But he was so young.
The Lord's ways are strange. But it's not for us to question them.
Hey, the net sounds like one of the huskies.
It can't be. I have more tied out back. Unless one of them's chewed his way loose.
He's scratching at the door. He wants to get in.
I'd better have a look-see.
As Evan opened the door, a curly-haired brown dog leaped at him with frantic signs of excitement.
Hey, now, Dad Raddick, what's going on here? Calm down a minute, fella. Calm down. That's better.
Why, is this not one of our huskies?
Oh, it's a big Airedale.
Whose dog is it?
Search me. I've never seen him before.
Look at him tug at your pants, eh? Evan, he wants you to go with him.
Maybe his master is in trouble somewhere.
Evan, that must be him.
How about it, boy? You want me to come with you?
All right,
I'm savvy. No, take it easy. I'll be right back as soon as I get my parka.
Maybe you'd better take the sled.
Just what I was thinking. I'll hitch the team.
Evan Granger harnessed his sled dogs and drove into the night, guided by the frantic barks of the Airedale. Cassie waited anxiously for his return. It was nearly an hour later when she finally heard his team stop outside the cabin.
You found his master.
I found him, all right. Face down in the snow. Oh. Hold the door open while I carry him inside.
Is he dead?
Nope. He's in mighty poor shape.
As the lamplight clearly revealed the limp figure in Evan's arms, Cassie saw that it was a youth of about 17 years old.
Why, Evan, he's just a boy. take him to the bedroom.
As Evan Granger placed the boy gently on the bed, Cassie noticed for the first time a huge dark red blotch on the side of his parka.
Evan, it's blood. What happened to him?
Looks to me as if he stopped a bullet. Help me get the parka off now. See what I can do for him.
After removing the sodden parka and the shirt beneath it, Evan examined the bullet wound. He removed the bullet and dressed the wound. The boy showed signs of reviving under the stinging antiseptic.
You got me, Curly. I can't stop. I just can't. We'll have to go on. We have to get away from him.
Oh. Evan, did you hear that?
Curly, he's in trouble of some kind. You go through his pocket and see if you can find anything that'll tell us who he is.
I did that while you were fixing his wound.
Did you find any identification papers?
No, but I found this. But,
holy jumping Jehoshaphat, a big wad of cash.
Yes, and look at it. It's all in brand new $20 bills.
Thunder, Cassie, this looks to me like new bank money. No wonder he was raving about getting away from them. A boy his age didn't come by this much money, honestly. I reckon we'll have to turn him over to the law. I'd better drive to Gold Flat and notify Constable Beckett.
But he's so young, Evan. Why, he looks just about Jack's age.
I know that, Cassie, but if he's committed a robbery...
No, Evan, don't do it. Maybe I'm superstitious, but I can't help thinking this boy was sent to us for a purpose. Remember, this is Jack's birthday, and we were just talking about him when this boy's dog came scratching and whining at the door.
Suppose he's robbed a bank. If we hide him from the law, we'll be committing a crime.
Jesus sakes, I never thought of that. But, oh, Evan, isn't there something we can do? Suppose he were Jack, our own boy. Would we want him to go to jail?
Cassie, when you put it that way, I don't know what to do. Maybe we'd better wait till morning before we decide anything. Maybe we'll see things clearer by that time.
On the morning after Evan Granger found the wounded boy, Sergeant Preston arrived in the nearby settlement of Gold Flats. He halted his team before the cabin of Constable Mel Beckett.
Okay. Come on, King. Sergeant Preston and King.
Hello, Constable.
Come on in. Are you passing through on patrol?
No, I'm looking for three bank robbers.
Oh? When did it happen?
They held up the bank in Selkirk day before yesterday. Got away with $60,000 in currency.
Quite a haul. Does King have their scent?
He did have. But they lost their trail in that snowstorm yesterday morning. However, they were heading in this general direction.
You have their description?
Yes, we've identified two of them, Durbin and Hayward.
And their pictures on file at Dawson.
They both have long records.
What about the third one?
He was just a boy, 16 or 17 years old.
That's starting mighty young.
Old enough to be a public menace, especially if he's modeling himself on Durbin and Hayward. You have some paper and ink here, Mel?
Sure, over there on the table. Why?
Might be worthwhile to put up a notice about the three of them, giving their descriptions. Someone may see them.
Good idea. While you're making out the notice, I'll fix you something to eat.
Good. Sergeant Preston made out the notice and then went outside to post it on the front door of the constable's cabin. As he nailed it to the door, a dog sled approached. The driver was Evan Granger. Still unable to decide whether or not to turn in the boy whom he had rescued the previous night, Evan had come to town to find out if there were any news of a recent robbery.
Well, howdy, Sergeant Preston.
Oh, Evan Granger. Good to see you again. How's Cassie?
She's fine, thanks. You didn't expect to find you in Gold Flats. You here for some special reason?
This notice will explain.
Bank robbers.
That's right. King was standing beside his master as Evan studied the notice. Suddenly, the great dog caught a scent that made him bristle alert. It was the scent of one of the bank robbers whom he'd been trailing. Yet it was clinging to the parka of Evan Granger, a man whom Sergeant Preston and King both regarded as an old friend.
Steady, boy. What's the idea of growling at Evan? That's no way to behave to an old friend.
King looked up at his master pleadingly. He tried to make him understand what had prompted the growl.
Perhaps it's that blood on your parka, Evan.
Blood? Oh, yeah, you mean the stain.
That's right. Where'd it come from?
Well, I shot a caribou yesterday. Reckon this stain must have come from the carcass when I was hauling it back to the cabin.
Oh, I see. That's probably what aroused King.
I reckon so. A dog often gets edgy at the scent of blood.
Hmm. Did you come to town for supplies?
Yes, that's right. We needed a few things. About those bank robbers, Sergeant. You figure they're somewhere in this neck of the woods?
They were heading this way.
Well, I hope you catch them.
They'll be captured sooner or later. The force will see to that.
Reckon they don't stand much chance of escaping you Mounties. Yeah, well, I better be shoving on, Sergeant. So long.
Goodbye, Evan.
All right, you huskies, see there. See. Around there now, come on. Now march. March, you huskies.
That same morning, in the hills outside of town, two tough-looking men halted their sled and bent down to examine a blood-stained patch of snow.
What do you make of it, Luke?
Yeah, it's a kid, all right. You can see the print of his body where he stumbled and fell. And there's his dog's paw prints.
What about those sled tracks over there? And this other set of footprints?
Looks like someone else found it before we did.
And if he's still alive, he may give away the location of our hideout.
Yeah, and that's the only safe place we can go to hold up from the law.
That dirty little double-crosser.
You won't get away with it. I'll get that sneaking little rat if it's the last thing I do.
How can you if someone's picked him up already?
Well, it was probably some miner in the valley. Won't be hard to follow those sled tracks.
Well, it'll be mighty risky.
Yeah, it'll be a whole lot riskier if he goes squawking to the law. Besides, I don't aim to let him get away with all that cash. Not after all the trouble we had getting our hands on it.
Well, I reckon you're right at that.
Now, come on, let's get going.
All right.
All right, push! 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 Push!
When Sergeant Preston finished eating the meal which Constable Beckett had prepared for him, he pushed back his chair and walked to the cabin window. There was a thoughtful expression on his face.
What's the matter, Sergeant?
I'm not sure, Mel. I have a strange feeling that I'm overlooking a lead in this case, but I can't figure out what it is.
From what I've heard, your hunches are usually right.
I don't know that I'd call this a hunch. It's, well, I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, maybe it'll come to you later if you stop thinking about it.
Probably good advice.
What are your plans?
I'll search the hills and see if I can pick up their trail.
There's a lot of ground to be covered. We'd better split up and each take a different route.
All right. Harness your team and we'll get started.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. Say, kids, wouldn't you like to be in the ballpark and see how a star pitcher makes the ball curve right over home plate? Golly, everything about a major or minor league game is exciting. Get in on that excitement. Come out to the ball game as guest of a major or minor league team. Walk right through the gate free if you are 12 years or younger and have mom or pop with you or another paying adult relative. It's as easy to get a free baseball ticket as going to the grocery store. Get it right inside packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice and Muffet Shredded Wheat. You get two free tickets inside Quaker Pack O'10. Names of teams and dates are on every ticket. Golly, why wait? When Mom buys breakfast cereal, be sure she gets the kind with a free baseball ticket inside. That's Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice, Muffet Shredded Wheat, or Quaker Pack O'10.
Now to continue. Eben Granger had arrived back at his cabin. Cassie greeted him with a look of mingled hope and fear.
Did you find out anything?
I'm afraid it's just like we figured.
You mean he is wanted by the law?
Three bandits held up the bank at Selkirk. Oh. One of them was a young boy about 16 or 17 years old. They were heading this way.
I just can't believe it. Well, he doesn't look like a criminal.
I reckon he's the one, all right.
Evan, what are we going to do?
No. Sergeant Preston is hunting for him. I saw him in town.
You didn't tell him?
No, Dad. I just didn't have the heart to see that young one go to jail.
Evan, maybe there's some way we can straighten him out.
Has he shown any signs of coming to?
Yes, he was moaning a little just before you came in.
We'd better take another look at him.
All right. Oh. He's waking up.
Where am I?
Take it easy, son. Everything's all right.
This cabin. How'd I get here?
My husband found you lying in the snow, son. He brought you here.
Oh, golly. Now I remember. I was wounded.
The bullet's out. I reckon it'll heal fast enough.
What's your name, son?
Jack.
Jack?
Jack. That's right. Jack Abbott. Why?
Well, we used to have a boy of our own by that name.
Oh, I see. I suppose you're wondering how I happen to be wounded. Well, the fact is, I'm in trouble.
Would you like to tell us about it?
When I do, you'll be sorry you took me in.
Oh, maybe not.
I may as well tell you and get it over with. I helped rob a bank.
I don't need to tell you that's a mighty serious crime.
Gosh, you don't seem very surprised.
We found money in your pocket. We figured it was stolen.
Maybe you'd better tell us the whole story, Jack.
There were two others beside me. Two men, Luke Durbin and Jeb Hayward. They were the ones that planned the robbery.
And they got you to help them, huh?
Yes, sir. They said they needed someone to keep the customers covered. I was broke and I couldn't get a job and... Oh, what's the use of making excuses? I thought it'd be smart to go in with them. I wanted to be tough and slick and have plenty of cash to spend just like they did. Now I know different.
Reckon I know what you mean.
I helped them hold up the bank in Selkirk. After we made our getaway, I got scared. I knew I'd done wrong. I wanted to go back and give myself up.
Did you tell them?
Oh, if they could see how I felt. They have a hideout all fixed up on the Pelly River. That's where we were heading. Last night, I waited till they were asleep, and then I sneaked away. I wanted to find the nearest mounting post and surrender myself and return the cash.
I told you he was no criminal, Evan.
Go ahead with your story, son.
I guess I must have made too much noise getting away. He woke up and came chasing after me. He started shooting. One of the bullets hit me, but it was dark, and I managed to get away from him.
It's a mercy from heaven they didn't kill you.
I reckon this changes everything, Cassie.
Well, what do you mean?
We didn't want to turn you into the law because, well, because you made us think of our own boy. But now if you realize your mistake and you're ready to face the music, maybe we'd better go ahead.
Evan, are you sure?
It's the best way, Cassie.
I'll do anything you say.
Whatever happens, we'll stand by you.
Land sakes, who can that be? Do you suppose it's Sergeant Preston?
You stay here. I'll go answer it.
All right.
As Evan opened the door, she saw two tough-looking strangers. They were Luke Durbin and Jeb Hayward.
Howdy, old Tommy.
What can I do for you?
We're looking for a pal of ours, young fella. He got hurt last night. We have an idea you might have picked him up and brought him here to your cabin.
I don't, Sammy. There's no one here but me and my wife.
He's lying, Luke. Sled track led right here to his cabin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Curly, the Airedale, had sensed danger. At that moment, he advanced toward the doorway with his fur bristling. Evan tried to block him from the view of the two crooks, but it was too late.
There's the kid's dog.
Yes, so I see. So he's not here, old timer. Well, this gun says different.
Now, hold on, mister.
Shut up and grab the much collar. Then start backing inside. Either of you make a false move, this gun will go off.
Come on. Back.
They probably got him in the back room.
Lead the way, old timer, and keep a tight hold on that pooch.
All right.
Cassie and Jack stared wide-eyed and helpless at the intruders as they entered the back room.
Well, well, well. If it isn't our little pal all fixed up in a feather bed.
Thought you'd run out on us, eh? Dirty little rat.
I'm through with both of you.
Well, the trouble is, we're not through with you. Not yet, anyway.
What do you want?
First of all, we want the cash.
Hey, there it is, Luke. Over there on that table.
Go get it.
Yeah. Looks like it's over here.
All right. You have the money. Now go away and let us alone.
Let you go squealing to the Monty's about her hideout? Not on your life. You know too much, kid. What's more, I don't like double crosses.
What are you aiming to do?
What do you think?
How about the others?
We'll have to get rid of them, too. But there's no hurry about it.
What do you mean, no hurry?
How'd you like to have some real home cooking for a change?
I could use some grub right now.
Okay, lady, you're elected.
I'll not cook for any murdering polecats like you.
You'll do what we tell you. Or would you rather have a bullet right now?
At the same time the two crooks arrived at Evan Granger's cabin, Sergeant Preston and Constable Beckett were heading their teams into the hills. Suddenly, the sergeant called a halt.
Hold it, Miles. Halting.
Hold it. Come out, Sergeant. You want us to split up now?
No, that's not why I stopped. I just figured out that lead I was groping for.
Let's hear it.
When I was nailing up that notice, Evan Granger came along. His presence seemed to arouse King, made him growl.
How so?
There was a blood stain on Evan's placa. He said it came from a caribou he'd killed, and the scent was making King edgy.
Sounds plausible, at least it does to me.
It did to me, too, until I remembered something just now.
What's that?
Evan claimed he'd come to town for supplies. Yet as soon as he'd talked to me and read that notice, he turned his team around and headed back out of town.
I don't get it, Sergeant. Surely you don't suspect Evan of being mixed up with those bank robbers.
That's exactly what I suspect. What's more, I think King noticed the trace of their scent on his parka. Come on, we'll go to Evan's cabin and check.
King! King! See you later! All right, on King! On your husky!
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment.
He did it! A home run! And the home team wins the game!
Are you kids there? Are you seeing the exciting homers that your home team makes? Win or lose, there's nothing like the fun of a baseball game. The hot dogs, the popcorn, seeing star players in person. Come out to the ball game now as guest of a major or minor league team. Your free ticket is waiting for you right inside packages of Quaker Puff wheat, Quaker Puff rice, Muffet shredded wheat, Quaker Pac-O-10, which has two free baseball tickets. Yes, if you are 12 years or younger, just bring mom or dad or another paying adult relative and see a wonderful major or minor league baseball game free. Names of teams and dates are on every ticket. Hurry, get a free baseball ticket package of Quaker Puff wheat or rice, Muffet shredded wheat, or Quaker Pac-O-10. Remember, the more packages of these delicious Quaker cereals you get, the more free baseball tickets you get.
Now to continue. Meanwhile, after forcing Evan at gunpoint to tie the dog, the two crooks had bound Evan and the boy, then made Cassie prepare a meal for them. When they were through eating, Luke laid down his fork with a sigh of satisfaction.
Ah, boy, Thunder, that's what I call a real good feed.
That was a good idea of yours, making her cook this meal. You know, maybe we ought to hold up here for the night.
Yeah, nothing doing. The sooner we get to the hideout, the better off we'll be. It's too bad we have to kill a good cook like you, lady. But I reckon we have no choice.
You're not really going to kill us.
If you have any prayers to say, you better say them.
Oh. Hey, Luke.
Yeah?
Someone's coming.
Look out the window and see who it is.
All right. Luke.
Yeah?
A couple of Mounties are heading this way.
Get away from the window before they spot you.
What are we going to do, Luke?
Go in the back room. Watch the kid and the old man. See if they don't make any noise. You, lady.
Yes.
Those red coats knock on the door. You go talk to them. If you're able to get rid of them, we won't kill you and your husband after all. But I'll have you covered all the time. You make one false move and I'll plug you in the mummies too. And my partner will shoot your husband. Go on, Jeb.
Yeah, I'm going.
Rigid with fear, Cassie prepared to obey Luke's order as Jeb hurried into the back room. A moment later, there was a knock at the door.
Go on, answer it.
All right.
Hello, Cassie.
Why? Hello, Sergeant Preston.
Steady, King. We're looking for three bank robbers, Cassie. Maybe Evan told you about it. Have you seen any strangers around here today?
Why, no, we haven't, Sergeant.
All right, thanks. Sorry to trouble you. Come along, Jim. By the way, Cassie, did you know there's a rope hanging down from your roof?
A rope?
Yes, if you look out, you'll see it there at the corner of the cabin.
As Cassie stepped forward to crane her neck, the Mountie suddenly grabbed her arm and pulled her clear through the doorway.
Sorry, Cassie. Cover that window, Mel.
Right.
Taken by surprise, Luke turned toward the window, ready to fire. At that moment, the sergeant plunged into the room with his gun drawn. Luke whirled again.
Get your money.
No, you don't.
As Luke fell, Jeb suddenly appeared in the doorway of the back room, his gun aimed at the sergeant.
Look out, Sergeant!
The constable had fired through the window. Dropping his gun, Jeb staggered and fell.
Still one more. Is he in the back room, Cassie?
Yes, but he's all right, Sergeant. He's tied.
All right, then. Come on inside. You too, Mel. It's all over. A short time later, the Mounties had attended to the wounded outlaws and released the two prisoners. Cassie, though still upset, had recovered from the worst of her fright.
How in the world did you know they were here, Sergeant?
It's a long story, Cassie. It was a hunch that brought me here. When you answered the door, I knew my hunch was correct. Fear was stamped all over your face.
Oh, you sure saved our lives, Sergeant.
Better tell me the whole story, Evan.
Yeah, I reckon I'd better. It all started last night.
Sergeant Preston listened without comment as Evan told him everything that had happened prior to the capture of the two crooks. But although he had said nothing, the Mountie's expression was sympathetic. When Evan finished, the sergeant turned to Jack and said,
"So you were going to give yourself up and turn in the money, eh, son?"
Oh, it's the truth, Sergeant.
He realized he'd made a mistake.
I'm willing to believe it, Kathy. The circumstances bear out what Evans told me.
I'm not making any excuses. I'm ready to take whatever's coming to me.
Glad to hear you say that, Jack. I think what's happened has shown you clearly enough that crime doesn't pay. Do you have any parents?
No, sir. I came to the Yukon with my father, but he died 2 months ago.
Oh.
My mother's been dead for 10 years.
I see. Well, son, you'll have to stand trial, but in view of everything, I believe the judge will be lenient.
Sergeant, I hope and pray that you're right.
If Evan and Cassie would be willing to act as your guardian...
Well, we'll do more than that, Sergeant. We'll adopt him legally as our own boy.
Oh, golly. Do you really mean that?
Son, it's what we'd like more than anything else in the world.
In that case, I'll ask Inspector Conrad to recommend Jack be released into your custody.
By thunder, Sergeant, I don't know how we can ever thank you. If it hadn't been for you, things sure would have ended a whole lot differently.
What might have happened doesn't matter, Evan. What's important is the future, when you and Jack and Cassie embark on your new life together. When that's settled and these crooks are behind bars, I'll say that this case is closed.
We'll return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Weekends are wonderful when you stay tuned to Mutual. Gay entertainment to suit every member of your family puts bright sparkle into your days of fun and relaxation. For anyone who likes quiz games, and that includes just about everyone, there's the kind you like where you can sit back and see how close the contestants come to the answer. There's music, too, of course, on Mutual's weekend schedule. Lowbrow or highbrow, you can take your choice. From full-scale productions of your favorite operas and operettas with all-star singing and dramatic casts, to swing your partner sessions of real old-fashioned barn dance jamboree, you can take your choice on Mutual. Your need for late news headlines from the field of sports, as well as on the national and international scene, is not neglected on the weekend either. 15-minute roundups plus brief 5-minute digests come your way regularly. Gather your family around this weekend and enjoy entertainment on Mutual, where there's something for everyone. All heard every weekend over most of these stations. A diamond of fabulous size with a fatal history has brought violence and death to the Yukon. As the sergeant and King start on their search for the killers, every move they make is being watched. Don't miss this next exciting adventure. These Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Adventures are brought to you every Monday through Friday at this time by the Quaker Oats Company, makers of Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice, the delicious cereals shot from guns. By special recording in cooperation with the Mutual Broadcasting System. They are a copyrighted feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated. Created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Fred Flowerday. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Pop Wheat and Quaker Pop Rice. So long. This is Mutual, Radio Network for All America.